talk a little bit about that play and you know, breaking those tackles?
Something we kind of been specialized for the past 2 weeks, just running a rail route out the backfield. We knew what type of game Corey Grant from the Jaguars had against the Patriots, so kind of just trying to emulate that and you know, get me out the backfield as fast as possible. You know, free release out the backfield was you know, big for us, getting those linebackers out the box and you know, just opening up lanes for, like I said, Alshon, Torrey, Nelson, Ertz, you know, all those guys to get receiving lanes. So, you know, I think the game plan was pretty strong going in.
So you kind of expected going in you might have a chance to have some catches?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I knew once we got up into the high red zone area, that play was going to be called. It was just a matter of time. So, you know, calling it at the right time, Coach Peterson was definitely aggressive with the play calling all season. And, you know, leading up to that game, he said he's not going to take his foot off the gas at all. So, I, you know, we all believed in it. You know, thanks to Nick for keeping the play alive, you know, keeping his eyes down the field on me because, you know, it was basically two coverage. So, had two guys on me, but, you know, Nick has, he's definitely courageous, man. I really
knowing that that might be part of it.
Last day, you're undrafted. Then a couple nights ago, you're on Jimmy Kimmel. Can you just put that into words?
I remember that day like it was yesterday, talking right outside the facility. And, yeah, I think it was a blessing in disguise to not be drafted. You know, getting a chance to, you know, choose where I wanted to go. And I knew where I wanted to be, knew where I wanted to end up. And it was something special. Just looking back, the type of roller coaster I've been on, it definitely makes this moment that much better. So something you can't take from me.
What's it like being a rock star now? What's it like going to do the talk show circuit?
Shoot. Just trying to take it all in at once and just, you know, just thanking the people that got me here. You know, definitely, I got to thank Deuce Daly a lot. He's helped me grow since I've been here. And, you know, I really couldn't have done it without him. He believed in me since day one, you know, rookie camp, right out the gate. And, you know, he had his trust in me. You know, even though he was hard on me, I developed thick skin. You know, coming from a guy who's played the game before, I can only respect his style, his attitude, and his approach on everything.
How much work? Part of the play that would go down in Philadelphia sports history.
Yeah.
What was it like when you heard the call in?
Yeah.
And how do you keep a straight face knowing it's coming and you're involved in it?
Yeah, I tried to be the best actor on that play. Tried to act like I didn't know what Nick was doing as he was walking up the lane. So, you know, you got to sell the little things for the play to happen. And, you know, I tried not to bottle the snap. I made sure I secured it before I even took off. And once I put it in Trey's hand, it was his problem from then. So he had to make it happen after that.
How much does it take to have that play call and go to it on a 4th-and-1 in the Super Bowl to an undrafted rookie running back to a third-string tight end to a backup quarterback? Think about that.
I think it's pretty cool. It just shows you the type of trust we have within this organization. Just starting from even allowing me to get the opportunity to come here and not just day one, it was special teams. That's where I started on. You know, Dave Phipp did an awesome job of making sure I was utilizing the best areas possible. So I thank him a lot. And, you know, just being able to celebrate this moment with my teammates, it's definitely something I'm always going to remember and for years to come.
Corey, what's been your favorite moment or the most special moment here in the last few days?
I think Glassboro High School, man. I think, you know, besides the Super Bowl, that's really all that matters to me. Came from a small Group 1 school, always overlooked, always talked down upon by other big schools, you know, Group 4s. But I knew what we hold in our little town that we have. You know, we're so close. And, you know, I don't want them to make it seem like I'm bigger than them. So I'm always giving back. And you guys can always talk to me about anything. So, you know, shout out to Glassboro High School.